So we spoke a couple years ago when the Abraham Connection was sort of getting off the ground. And for those who may have not heard that, I was wondering if you could briefly explain how you got started and why.
The Abraham Connection is Delta County's homeless shelter. And we started 2 years ago when we recognized Cammie, myself, and somebody from Adult Protection started talking about the need in Delta County and the numbers of homeless and hungry that we were seeing in our caseloads. And we got together with a group of community people, pastors, people from human service agencies and ourselves, and we started talking about the issues of homelessness and what could we do to help alleviate some of the suffering in Delta County. And we started our first season mid-January. We opened up with 4 guests our first night, and in that season we provided 77 bed nights of shelter.
We always laugh because in our trainings we say our first season we did 77 bed nights and we were really, really proud of ourselves. Our second season, we started November 1st and we jumped a huge increase. We tripled the number of unique guests that we serve and then just exponentially did more bed nights.
So what do you attribute that increase to? Is it the economy or is it just increasing awareness of the shelter's existence or...
I think it's a combination of both. We learned the second season that we had people who were hungry but had places to live. And so we started providing guests could come just for the meal if they had a place to live. And so our numbers of meals increased also. And I think that that just kind of spread the word about who we are and what we're doing. And then certainly the community became more aware of our presence and started referring more of their clients to us.
And so for the past 2 years, you've been at the Delta County United Methodist Church, but now you are raising the funds to get your own building. Is that right?
It is. You know, the shelter space that we have at the church is very limited, and we aren't able to accept over 16 guests. And so we're realizing the way we jumped from season one to season two, we're very sure that season three, we're going to need bigger space.
And along with space, because we borrow the church space, we have some pretty limited hours of operation. We're open from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And there's a lot of concern from our volunteers who have to wake families and kids up at 6 a.m. and say, you have to leave the shelter. You know, it's cold in December and the schools don't open until 7:30. And where are those kids going for an hour and a half? And so if we had our own building, we could certainly be open longer hours.
Are you seeing the same people over and over? Or do you see a lot of new people coming through?
We did not have any repeat guests from season two. So the people who we helped in season one got back on their feet. A few of them moved. So we haven't seen a repeat from seasons. Now, so we're open 180 days. People can seek our service as often as they need to in that 180 days. We don't have any restrictions on that. So we had some people that stayed with us. I think our longest guest was there for maybe 2 months. Some people were there just 3 or 4 nights and then they moved on. So we tell people, you know, we're here as often as you need us. And so what we found is some of those people that needed, like we've had some guests who were working and just had to go through a couple pay periods so that they could save money to get into an apartment. So they use our service as often as they need to get back on their feet.
And the other thing that we're providing, in addition to the shelter and the meal, is that we are helping people that need assistance with completing applications for food stamps or housing or job applications. So we're working very hard to get people back on their feet so that they don't need to utilize our services.
And it sounds like that's been successful. You've seen people really be able to take advantage of the services and then continue moving on.
We have. Last year, for example, we had an older gentleman that had lost his family and stayed with us about a month, I think, and we were able to direct him to senior housing, and he was able to get into his own apartment.
So I think in our second season, we were actually able to get, I think, 4 people into housing.
Where does the money come from, or where do you find the funds and the food to provide to people?
So October 1st, we launched this building campaign because we recognize we have to get into our own building. And the building campaign is actually the first time that we've ever actually gone out and said, I need money from you guys. You know, we've had some fundraisers, but we have been very, very blessed. We live in a very, very generous community. And that money has come in. The food has come in. The coats have come in. The volunteers have come in. We've never actually had to ask for anything.
And so what is your goal ultimately for the capital campaign?
We have a goal of about $280,000. We've applied for grants for about $167,000, somewhere in there. So we're trying to raise the rest.
And do you anticipate, as the economy improves, that there will be less of a need for the Abraham Connection?
I believe that there's always going to be a homeless population anywhere, and that's because of a variety of factors, not just financial concerns, but mental illness and drug and alcohol abuse.
Our goal from the beginning has been that the Abraham Connection would kind of be the centralized location for anybody needing assistance to come. We see our organization growing much more towards a day treatment center, and with our own building, we can very much make strides to filling that gap in this county.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
You're welcome.